Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Any tragedy, great or small, forces us to acknowledge our humanity. And often that realization leaves us depressed and immobilized. But through difficulty or disaster, many find God. Others turn on Him, blaming Him for the difficulty, accusing Him of failing to stop the tragedy, forgetting that while God loves us, He never promised to protect us from all evil in the world. Many, though, find in God strength, encouragement, and tremendous help. The upward look is the look of faith. It focuses on God. It connects spiritually. As the writer of Hebrews put it, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." But you say, "I can't see Him." But you can, by faith. Faith sees what can be seen only by your soul. The classic passage in the New Testament that describes faith is Hebrews chapter 11. Here the writer talks about men and women who believed God in the face of great difficulty and says, "These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth." Faith means redirecting your gaze, your concentration, your focus. It means getting your eyes off your trouble, the loss that you have experienced, your pain and difficulty, and turning them upon the Lord, getting God into focus. Faith means redirecting your gaze, your concentration, your focus. It means getting your eyes off your trouble, the loss that you have experienced, your pain and difficulty, and turning them upon the Lord, getting God into focus. Now, there are many things which faith does not know, and actually cannot know. These are the dark questions that confront you in the night when you cannot sleep, such as answers to five adverbs: why, what, where, when, and how. Those are the questions that rise from our old natures, the ones that have no answers this side of heaven. In most cases, should God choose to answer them, we really couldn't understand anyway. Faith knows one thing, though. It is whom. And what does that mean? In prison for his faith, suffering at the hands of Romans, Paul wrote to a young man whose name is Timothy and said, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him for that day." Sight rests upon something. Faith rests in someone. Many stumble through life dogged by bitterness, cynicism, and anger, feeling God has forsaken them or doesn't exist at all because they can't understand why something happened. Faith never denies that evil is there, but it sees Him who is above and beyond the evil. Faith chooses to get on with your life. Faith is the assurance that nothing is forever. Faith has eyes that penetrate the darkness with spiritual night vision that sees the hand of God in stronger outline than the hand of evil. It hopes in the final triumph of good over evil and believes in the face of unbelief. Finally, faith rests in the knowledge that God is good and puts into His strong hand what you can neither reverse nor change. It allows God to take the night shift. And believe me, when morning comes, God will be there to greet you and welcome you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.